I'll say it again. He planned and ordained and set forth and gave to you his life so you could live like he lived. Nothing in God is destruction as far as bringing pain, suffering, lack, and confusion, all the stuff that we go through. Nothing in God, everything in God is love, grace, mercy, prosperity, increase, success, more than enough, abundance. You just, everything good, great, mighty, strong, everything in God. And he brought you over. That's why he gave so you could live like him. He made you like himself, independent. We are not subject to others. We are independent. You're so independent, God can't even break that. I'm going to say it again. You are so independent. If you choose to, God, I don't want to do that, he can't make you do it. Can't nobody make God do anything against his will. Can't nobody. And he chose you to be just like that. Independent. Satan can't make you do nothing. You have to choose. You have to will. You have to yield. But he chose you that way to live. He gave you his life, his grace, his ability, his wisdom, his knowledge, and everything. It's yours. It's right there in the Word. The Holy Spirit to live in you. He has given. It's already yours. And that's why you need to have enough diligence about you that I'm going to get in this Word. Holy Spirit, I'm not going to trust other things. You're my teacher. And when someone stand and teach, I know whether they're telling the truth or not. I'm not going to gobble down just anything thrown out there at me. Because I know you, Holy Spirit, and I know what the Word says. So when I find somebody throwing that trash out, I just, I'm gone. See you later. Because I'm not going to get defiled with that stuff. But unfortunately, too many just sit there and gobble up whatever throw it at them. Because they don't know Holy Spirit, they don't know what the Word said. That's why we're here tonight. There's so many stuff through religion, through racism, through tradition of men, through doctrine of devils, and all kinds been thrown at us. And right now, they say, and we still struggle with it because that's what they put on. We are the minority. Who told you that? You black people, African-American people, you are the minority group. But if you check us out in population, we are dark people. There's more dark people on planet Earth than any other people. But they got you thinking, you're a minority, you crippled, you can't learn, you're not quite as good as we are. And we get all mad and offended instead of getting in the Word and find out so you don't have to get offended. Amen. They can't tell me who I am. God already told me who I am. Amen. God in me makes the majority. Pastor Tracy said it many times, more than me and you see standing up here. You may be looking at me, but you make no mistake now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now listen to this. Ooh, where did time go? Because of great love, this is, let me read verse 4 all the way through again. He chose us to be his very own, joined us to himself. Even before he laid the foundation of the universe, because of his great love, he ordained us so that we would be seen as what? Holy in his eye, with and what? Can y'all understand that we're unstained, innocent? I ain't stained with nothing. I am pure white. If you want to use the word white, I'm as pure and holy as God. and I'm as innocent. Everything that devil ever accused you of, I'm just an innocent. I am not guilty of none of it. I'm not guilty of sin, wickedness, ungodliness. And when I find myself doing it, I repent, get away from that. That's not me. I'm innocent. I'm not a sinner. I'm not a cusser. I'm not a fusser. I'm not an adulterer. I'm not a wicked man. I'm not a thief. I don't steal. And if I find myself hooking up that, that ain't me. So I repent. This is who I am. I'm innocent. I'm unstained. I'm not guilty of anything. Because I've been made a new creature. Therefore, if any man be where? In Christ. He is a new creature. Old things are. And behold. So I'm innocent. I ain't guilty of no sin. I'm not a sinner. I'm a child of the King. They put all this stuff on. You're a glutton. You're this. No. I repent of it. Because that's not me. I'm not a glutton. I'm not a beggar. I'm not a bum. I'm not a thief. I'm not any of that thing. I'm a child of God. I live right. I live holy. I live godly. And the faults that I have, he sees me as he made me so I can grow up and not live and not be those things. Or participate with those things. Because we do have faults. And the more you get in this word, the less faults you'll deal with. Because you find out who you are. That I've been made right with God. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And can't nobody stop it. And I don't care. Because, listen, he made me that way. I've been made, and you need to get the revelation of it. I've been made the righteousness of God. What you mean? I'm in right standing with God. I have a right to everything that God, every blessing that God has lavished, I have a right to it. Every blessing that he has blessed me with, blessed you with, blessed us with, I have a right. But sometimes people try to bless us, and we say, no, come on, you stop that. That's false humility. You stop it. I receive. Not being greedy. You're not greedy. You just know how to receive the blessing that God placed on you. Because I've been blessed. I am blessed. That's just the way it is. And I got to learn how to walk in that. And you know what happened? And I know I have to close right here. You know what happened? I have to learn how to walk in that. And you know what happened? Ain't too many people ever told how to do it. You'd be surprised, and I'm not going to get off on that, but you'd be surprised how people preach and teach and live and manipulate folks. You don't have to do it when you know Jesus. When you know who you are.